Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Michael Marsalek here at Montana Public Radio for a special Studio B session. Once again, two fine musicians have joined us from Bozeman, Montana. They'll be featured this weekend at the Young Montana Musician Spotlight event. A concert is part of the series this summer at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. It'll be August 7th at 4 p.m. Bree McCullough is here. She's a sophomore at Concordia College going to Colorado this fall. She's a violist and will perform this weekend and brought her instrument here as well today. Joining us as well is Stephanie Anderson. Stephanie is a sophomore at Eastman School of Music, a trumpeter, and will be performing this weekend as well. In addition to these two fine musicians, the Prismatic Duo will be featured at St. Timothy's. It's Aaron Ekwall and Cami Kohler. They'll be performing this weekend as well. A Young Montana Musician Spotlight at St. Timothy's this Sunday. Welcome.
Thanks.
So maybe can I start with you, Stephanie? You are no stranger to radio. I understand you were recently featured on the From the Top program. Mm-hmm. That must have been really a fun chance to do something in front of that incredible audience and a very popular show on public radio.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got to do a lot of outreach with the local Big Sky schools. It was really insightful to see like so many people interested in music who wanted to be involved. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
And both of you have been studying for a long time. Bozeman native, studied in Bozeman, grew up in Bozeman, and then heading off to continue your music career.
I think there was definitely an adjustment period going into a larger city like Rochester. And also, like, there's just not many mountains there. It felt kind of weird. But I really like the atmosphere of the school. All the students are really interested in helping each other, and there's not really negative competition between students. I really enjoy seeing my peers improve, and I hope they feel the same about me. Once I got adjusted, it was pretty fun.
Full immersion into music from lots of people who are obviously very passionate and great teachers.
Mm-hmm. The teacher that I have, he's really supportive. He really likes to focus on not only the technical aspect of music, but also creating the emotional part, which is what keeps the audience interested in the music, so I found that really helpful.
And Bree, you've been studying at Concordia. You have moved now to University of Colorado in Boulder.
Yep.
That's where you'll be this fall?
That's correct.
What year are you in your studies?
I'll be transferring in as a sophomore just to kind of get myself stable in the new school. I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, I would be going junior status at Concordia if I were to stay there. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to being back in the Rocky Mountains. My dad makes fun of me being a Rocky Mountain girl going back to the Rockies. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
That's great. Are you envisioning yourself as a soloist? You both have had solo opportunities, some really fabulous opportunities, smaller ensembles, performing with symphony orchestras. Lots of people have a passion for teaching as well. What about you guys?
Well, I first kind of wanted to start it off as a soloist, just having that urge to be a violinist when I was very young fed into that soloist dream. But I think more and more as I go, I find myself really enjoying working with other individuals and other people. So I think probably in the future, I'd like to focus on more of a chamber music career and or playing in an orchestra. But I find myself really loving teaching when I do it, so I think that would be very fun as well. So somewhere in maybe a collegiate level classroom, I think would be ideal for me.
How about you, Stephanie?
I kind of feel the same as Bree. I also started off wanting to be a soloist, but I've noticed especially my first year at Eastman, I really enjoy playing in trumpet sections and in brass ensembles. So recently I saw the Minozzo Brass playing, and they did all these cool little skits. And I think that's something I would want to do because it's a mixture of ensemble playing as well as solo playing within a smaller setting. Mm-hmm. I've also noticed that I really like teaching as well, especially after the From the Top experience. I thought it'd be really cool to teach rural students or students who don't have as much opportunity to take lessons as students who live in bigger cities.
St. Timothy's has had an ongoing commitment to bring and spotlight young artists, and both of you will be featured this weekend. You brought your instruments today, so we'll get an excerpt or a little highlight of something, but can you talk a little bit about the program that you've put together for Sunday first?
Well, I'm going to play three pieces. All three are pieces that I've known for a long time and I really love. The first piece I'll play is Carnival of Venice by Herbert L. Clarke. I played this my freshman year of high school for a couple things, and I really liked it. And then the second piece I'll be playing is the second movement of Erika Wazin's Sonata for Trumpet and Piano. I've known this one since I was in like 7th grade, so it's really dear to my heart. And then the last piece I'm going to play is Rhapsody in Blue, composed by Gershwin and then arranged by Timothy Dachsheiser. And it's a pretty flashy piece, but I think that fits a trumpet player. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That crossover with the great jazz and bring a little bit of that in. Yeah. And how about you, Bree? What do you have on your plan for Sunday?
I am playing three pieces as well. I decided I'd like to feature female composers. I'll be playing a piece by Lillian Fuchs. The piece is called Sonata Pastorale, and it's kind of an interesting dynamic in the piece. She was an admirer of Bach, which I also find very relatable. So it's kind of fun to see the tonal and then the non-tonal aspects of the piece, I think, are really fascinating and fun to develop. And then I'll be playing two other pieces by composer Rebecca Clark. One is a Passacaglia on an old English tune, and it just goes beautifully with the piano, focusing more on like the lower substance register of the viola, which is nice and fun to show off. And the last piece, the piece I'll be ending with, is a sonata for viola and piano by Rebecca Clark, and it's also very flashy, so kind of shows off the virtuosic abilities of the viola, which I think is not recognized as much in pieces, so I'm very excited to feature her and her work.
And also on the program at St. Timothy's is the Prismatic Duo, Aaron Ekwall and Cami Kohler. They'll be doing music of Dvorak and Tchaikovsky as well on the program. Well, you brought instruments today, drove over from Bozeman to be with us today. Stephanie, would you like to get the trumpet out and play a little excerpt of something for us?
Sure. So the first excerpt I'm going to play from the program is the opening measures of Rhapsody in Blue.
So great to hear the trumpet solo in the room, and of course George Gershwin. Must be a really fun piece to play as a trumpetist.
Yeah, I really enjoy it because it gives me freedom to do a little bit more with what I want to do with glissandos or certain like vibratos and different extended techniques that trumpet players can use, which I wouldn't usually be able to do in other pieces like the Hummel Concerto or the Arutunian. Right. So I really like the freedom that it gives me.
Right. Are you going to play another excerpt for us from mm-hmm. Carnival of Venice?
Yeah.
So, Bree, you have your instrument with you as well, going to share a piece for us. Rather than an excerpt from what you're going to play on Sunday, we talked about playing some Bach, huh?
Yeah, I'll be playing some Bach from the first cello suite. That should be nice.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bree McCullough, violist, performing music of Bach, an excerpt here on Montana Public Radio. We've been talking about this Sunday's concert at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. All young artists featured. This young Montana musician spotlight will be at 4 p.m. on Sunday. We'll feature Bree McCullough, who's with us today, and Stephanie Anderson as well, and the Prismatic Duo, four Bozeman native musicians performing this Sunday at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. Information at sttimothysmusic.org. Before we let you go, so great to hear you both play. Thanks for bringing your instruments with you today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you.
What are the plans for the rest of the summer? You've got the big concert on Sunday. You're going to get a little Montana time before you both head back to school, right?
I don't. I have to work mostly throughout the whole summer, so it's going to be a pretty busy ending to the summer, but I'm looking forward to it.
And when do you head to Boulder for classes?
I will be heading there the 16th and getting all settled there.
And Stephanie heading back to Eastman?
Yeah, I head back on the 29th of August.
Well, wonderful to have you here in our studios today here at Montana Public Radio. Thanks for making the trip from Bozeman. Be featured this weekend again. The concert is at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Information on the web at sttimothysmusic.org or call this number, 888-407-4071. Stephanie Anderson, trumpet, here with us today, and Bree McCullough, the violist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.